Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, drive, drop, park,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Morning, dickhead.
Hello, moron.
What are you,
Never mind. Just forget it.
Who's your guy yakking at your door?
Just mind your own business, will you?
Mind your own business. Why don't you tie your shoelace? You'll fall on your stupid head. Having a heat wave here. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. How the heck are you? I'm good. Thank you for tuning in or downloading, whatever you do. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, download the podcast, please. It really helps me out. Just search HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. Hit subscribe. And I'm going to start doing some, or try to. No, I'm going to start doing some extra things exclusive to just that podcast feed. So there's going to be more content hopefully coming soon. I'm going to introduce a new segment today, which I'm calling Car Time, because it's me in the car, and I'm going to find a thing a week to complain about. Might be related to the city of St. Petersburg or Tampa, or it could just be a thing that happened to me that is annoying. This week, it's just one of those things. Thanks for tuning in, folks. My name is Will Koontz. This is a homemade broadcast. 813-693-2124 is the phone and text line here. I got a text this week regarding the Viagra that we talked about a few weeks ago, the Viagra stories, and it just said, Viagra, no food or drink, got to take on empty stomachs. So I don't know who that was, but thank you for that tip. I really do appreciate it. That's going to come in handy one day because I have a feeling that I'm getting pretty close to the time where I'm going to need Viagra. I don't have it in me anymore. I'm giving up. It's just not working anymore. And I don't want it to work. No, it works, okay. Sometimes it works too good. But my biggest sexual fantasy now is just not having the urge anymore. I think that would be great. I know some men are concerned about that, and you know, they want to keep their lady happy, and you know, they still want to engage in the act, and I guess maybe if you love somebody that would be different, but I'm over it. I'm done. I've had enough. I'm full. I think I could step away from the table now and be okay with that. It's just not I don't know. I feel like I would be so much more productive. Can you imagine how many podcasts I would get done if I wasn't trying to impress the opposite sex with my time, I would be so much more productive. It's insane. But leave a voice or text message over there, 813-693-2124. Viagra tips or otherwise, concerns, comments, whatever you got. Stuff you should know this week. Hepatitis A case traced to Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill in St. Pete. Uh-oh. Locals are cringing at the latest hepatitis A case in Tampa Bay. It has been confirmed by the Pinellas County Health Department that a dishwasher at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill worked multiple days in mid-April while infected with the virus. That means those who have dined at Ferg's in the last month may have been exposed to hepatitis A. Dear God. Thankfully, a quick trip to the Pinellas County Health Department for a free vaccination can do the trick. Oddly enough, ABC Action News reported that the Pinellas County Health Department never told the public about the infected worker at Ferg's. The sports bar is still running normal hours and is now hepatitis A free for the time being. Good news for you booze fans out there. Convenience store giant 7-Eleven is trying to eliminate the need for the beer run. Starting last Friday, the chain began testing a new beer delivery service through its app, 7NOW, in 18 cities across the nation, including Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. The beer necessities will offer everything from traditional beers to craft beers and ciders. A few that are available for delivery include Dos Equis, Modelo, Corona, Coors Light, Bud Light, Heineken, Budweiser, Angry Orchard, Stella Artois, Dogfish Head, New Belgium Fat Tire, Brooklyn Defender, Miller Lite, Michelob Ultra, Kona Big Wave, Golden Ale, Blue Moon, New Belgium Voodoo Ranger, and more. And because every good beer deserves a good snack, the app also allows you to order munchies like candy, chips, and even Slurpees. So between Uber and this new app delivery service, you don't even need to leave your home, let alone drive home drunk anymore. And finally this week, it's stuff you should know, a giant cow statue is missing. And now the St. Petersburg Police Department is asking for the public's assistance to steer them in the right direction. This from Creative Loafing. According to the St. Pete PD, one of the 12-foot decorative cow statues outside of the Harold Seltzer Steakhouse is gone. It's been missing since 3 p.m. Saturday, April 27th. The owners, Mr. and Mrs. Seltzer, say the cow has great sentimental value, and they would greatly appreciate if the cow was returned ASAP. They just want the cow returned to the herd and said they will compensate the persons responsible for its return with a free meal. The owner posted to Facebook that the cow's missing, that the missing cow was located in a rear parking lot and became loose from the cement after an overzealous customer rode the steer a few days prior. Probably got that beer delivered from 7-Eleven. This is actually the second time that someone has stolen the fake bovine from the chain. In 2010, a herd of plastic cows went missing from different, now closed Tampa locations, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Though the missing cow is an utter travesty, I'm sorry for these, I'm reading this, it would appear that Seltzer is milking the situation for all it's worth. Anyone with any related information should contact the SPD and get a free steak dinner.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you locally by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. That's their website, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B is the address. Why do you go to Truvy Salon and Spa? Because you want a good haircut. You want to look good. You want to feel good. And Truvy will help you do that to perfection. Make your appointment today online, truvysalonandspa.com. So this week I wanted to try a new thing because I'm pressed for time and I spend a lot of time in my car driving to work at night. So I figured let me talk to you on my cell phone. I didn't know how the audio quality was going to be. I think it's okay. So we're going to try this out. Right now the segment is loosely called Car Time, because I haven't really thought about it too much, to be frank with you. But let's check out this segment, because it talks about things that have been bothering me this week. It involves the internet, people being mad at stuff on the internet. I was afraid this week, because I was afraid of getting in trouble, because that's only a matter of time before that happens for everybody. So let's check out this segment, loosely called Car Time. I'm afraid of the internet. It's not fun. like it used to be. Everybody's upset now. We just had a deal happen with the co-host that I do the show with, Anna. A few weeks ago, she got in trouble for something that she said that was taken out of context, that was rude, but taken out of context, and she ended up getting suspended over that due to just busybodies who have nothing better to do, that were mad over something that they thought that she said, but she didn't say. And when that happened initially, I tried to defend her because I like justice. I like fairness. And I felt like she was being attacked unfairly. But it didn't matter. The comments flooded in anyway because some dumb bitch posted it in an online forum. I'm assuming. I don't know if she's a lady or not. I just mean bitch in the connotative, you know, insulting way. Not gender specific. But some dumb bitch went and posted it in an online forum, I think, and said something like, some radio DJ in Tampa said this terrible thing and she wants people with this disease to die. Which totally did not happen. So I'm afraid of the internet now. I'm afraid of what can happen. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want my friend to lose her job of something that we really like to do and are passionate about, and we were lucky to be able to have the opportunity to give it a try and to potentially make money doing it at some point. It's a great job if you can get that kind of gig where you just get to be fun and funny and engaging for a few hours a day and get paid moderately well to do so. That's a great gig that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. And we're in a running. You know, we work late night. We work day jobs. We work this night shift to hopefully eventually be in a position where we can not work, really. Just hang out and shoot the ass. But now I gotta worry about some dumb bitch that's gonna take something out of context that we talk about and ruin our life, potentially. And with Anna's thing, I was already on edge. And I had a person. You know, you have to use social media to engage with your audience. I really don't use mine that much at all anymore. Except for podcast and radio stuff. I don't put really much personal on there. I'll use Instagram stories. That's like my personal stuff. But Instagram photos and stuff are just podcast stuff, just because it's not, I just don't like it anymore. I don't think people should have that much access to you, and you're really just trying to show, you know, your best light, which isn't always, it's not true, it's not real. So it's being a phony, and I desperately do not want to be that. But anyway, you have to use social media to engage with your audience. So I went ahead and posted. We were talking about Joe Biden entering the presidential race on the radio show the other night. And I just posted a story. You know, Joe's got some issues with, I don't know, not raping, but hug raping ladies, or has in the past or whatever. You know, he gets awfully close to some of these ladies. Let's just put it that way. Unwantedly, supposedly, allegedly. And I just posted a thing and went, you know, hey, what do y'all think about Joe Biden entering the race? And some dude commented and said, I like Joe Biden. And by the way, Will, you aren't as smart as you think you are. And I went, what the hell? First of all, I've never claimed to be smart. But definitely smarter than this guy. And that's what I replied. Sometimes people don't like you for no reason, but it's usually something. You rub them the wrong way.
So I thought, I wonder what I did to this guy. I wonder what I said. And the guy is a moron. No offense, sir, if you're listening. But you don't have command of the English language. I will never get bored of people calling you an idiot and a moron and questioning your intelligence when they use the wrong form of words. When you mess up the which you're to use, or you type the letter U instead of just typing out U, Y-O-U, it's two more letters. It'll take you zero time to do that. So that's always cracks me up. So the guy's an idiot, you know, whatever. And, you know, I couldn't help myself but to say something to this guy. And then he responded back after I said, no, I'm just smarter than you. And he goes, oh, I highly doubt that. And continues to use wrong words and say things in a nonsensical way. And then he goes, and then I found out what it was. He told me basically what happened. Now, he didn't address it with me personally, but he put it in his comment, which was, you use autism as an insult. And I went, oh, that's because I had to think. First of all, no, I don't. That's not true. But I remembered earlier in the week we were talking about another subject involving that corporations are going to outlaw handshaking because it's touching in the workplace and you can't do that anymore. And some guy called in and said that, you know, I don't think it's a big deal to just ask if you can shake somebody's hand. And I went, no. I would think you were weird. I would think you had autism if you did that. That's just uncomfortable. So I wasn't using it as an insult, but I was using it as that's a symptom of that disease that's around. I was using it as a proper noun, it describes the symptoms of the disease, but I wasn't using it as an insult. And then you go, why does this guy care about this? And then I looked at his profile and he's got autism awareness, and he's holding his son or daughter. I don't remember what it was. They, them, Z, I don't know. And then I go, oh, so that's your thing that you are very sensitive about. And I bet you anything that this guy had Anna's back when she was dealing with her issue with her, with the people that were offended for her. But now he's mad at me because I had the nerve to even mention that this disease exists. Now, again, it was not used as an insult. It was just used as a, I don't know, as a thing that's real in the world. And and then after that I go, and I got afraid. And I said, you know what, man? Have a great night. Thanks for listening. See you later. Because it turns into insults. Now he thinks I'm insulting him by calling him a dumbass, which I guess I was, because he's a dumbass. And dumbasses are dangerous because you can't rationalize with dumbasses. And I was concerned that he would go into some online forum and say something that I used this disease as an insult, and then I'm dealing with what Anna just went through. So I was absolutely terrified and just tried to defuse it as fast as possible. See, with Anna, it was a little different because they had some sort of video evidence that they could bring up and use, I guess, against her. With me, it was just something that we were talking about on air, and he doesn't know how to go and pull the audio. And but if you want to take it out of context, you could definitely take it out of context if you wanted to do so. And it's scary. I don't know. I just think it's just a matter of time before, it seems like just everybody's getting in trouble. I saw Robert Crumb is in trouble now. He's an artist, one of my favorite artists, cartoonist. Did some parodies involving, he drew women in unpopular ways. He did parodies of racism in his comics that are now just being taken superficially There's no, they didn't bother to talk to him about this. It's just somebody that doesn't like the art and says it's this instead of probably what it actually is. And they don't bother asking the guy. They just go with the story, with the some art critic and what he says, and he doesn't like it. So we're all screwed. I don't know. If you're in some sort of public eye, you're going to be under a microscope now, and people are petty, and they're going to try to get you. If you dare to call out their thing that they are sensitive about. If it's not their thing, it's okay, but everybody has their thing. And it's only a matter of time. So, the internet sucks, and we need to tell these people to toughen up and get a tougher skin, and companies need to stop firing people, stop suspending people, and stop kowtowing to these individuals. They'll get over it. They'll be upset. They'll be sad. They might even be angry for a little bit. And that's okay. You're allowed to be those things in life. But those emotions should not allow you to dictate someone else's future just because you took something the wrong way. That's really unfair. So, I guess that will conclude my car time. Driving to work, I hope it's audible.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you in part by HomemadePodcasts.com. That's Homemade Podcast with an S on the end of it. The Homemade Podcast is a podcast consulting and media consulting, audio consulting company that I have. So if you are interested in podcasting but don't know how to start, whether it's hardware, RSS feeds, anything, I can help you. Just get on the website at homemadepodcast.com. There's a contact page. You can get a hold of me, and we can work something out. Or you can leave a text or voicemail, and I'll call you back on the Homemade Broadcast radio line, 813-693-2124. If you're a small business or large business, I don't care, and you're based in the area and want to advertise with this production I have going on here, that'd be great. I'd love that, and I would love to work with you. Just email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete, that's radio STPETE.com. If you want a Homemade Broadcast sticker or magnet or both, I'm happy to send you some. Just send me your address to that email address, or on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Just DM me your address, and I will send you some free of charge. You can find me at home_made_man. This week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my pal Anna Hummel. We were talking about Joe Biden again. And Joe Biden's son, I guess, passed away a few years ago. And his other son started dating his deceased brother's wife. And I guess now they're split up. So we talked a little bit about that. It's a little weird, isn't it? But you can find Stay Woke at midnights locally here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone FM. TheBoneOnline.com, or you can download the app. Just search 102.5 The Bone, and you can get it on demand at your leisure. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
One of Biden's sons, unfortunately, passed away from brain cancer, I want to say in 2016, 17, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Bo Biden, and he was married to this woman named Hallie Biden. Well, what happened is when Bo died, and I had no idea that this happened, Biden's other son, Hunter, got in a relationship with his late brother's widow. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know
this. Yeah, so it says here, Hunter Biden, so the younger son, has allegedly split from Hallie Biden, the widow of his late brother, Bo. And I saw this. This is like page 6. It's kind of like the gossip column in New York Post, but I read this and I'm like, that is kind of, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I'm glad she found happiness, but with her brother-in-law? I feel like, obviously, there must have been maybe some sort of connection throughout the years. Does it say maybe that they were kind of, you know, there's some foul play during the time that she was married? I don't know. Do you think that this is okay, Will, that she was dating her former husband's brother after he died and pretty short after his death? Now, listen, I've never had a spouse, a husband, a partner die on me, so I don't know what kind of, you know, I'm sure that's a very, obviously, very traumatic experience that you go through, and you're probably feeling pretty vulnerable. But I know that there's also, like, society feels like you need a time of mourning. Like, I don't know if it's a year, 2 years, 5 years, but I know Patton Oswalt got a lot of S for this when his wife died of cancer, and like a year later he was engaged to somebody else.
It was even less than that, wasn't it? It was like a few months.
And it wasn't even like dating. It was like, we're engaged.
Yeah, we're married now. I think it was only a few months. I don't even think it was a year.
That's kind of crazy. And although I don't want to judge, I can't not judge because that's how my brain works. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's kind of soon. Like, should that person get a little bit more respect of the grieving? But then again, like, I'm an atheist. Like, I believe once you're dead, you're dead. Like, who cares? But I don't know. You're doing it more for everybody else so that everybody else is happy with you. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear from you guys. 727-579-1025. Do you think that this is kosher or not kosher? It's a segment we do here on Stable.
It's new. It's brand new. And we thought of it. Yeah. You hear me? Everybody else. Well, this thing, I've heard of this happening before. I was actually listening to a podcast, not about this, but he told the story that his father was an alcoholic, abusive.
Who is this? Just a random?
This is, yeah, I can't.
Oh, okay,
it was
okay.
It was just him.
I thought you were talking about Biden.
No. And he died, his dad died, and then his mother married her brother. So I think this happened. Or her
brother-in-law. Gotcha.
Right. Correct. Sorry about that.
God damn, that's
disgusting. That could have been a really good story. So I think this happens not a lot, but definitely happens from time to time. I would think, like, I don't know, if I don't have brothers or sisters either, but I think maybe if I died, I would kind of prefer them to be with my brother over some stranger.
Really?
I think.
Or isn't that just, like, too close to home?
I don't know, because it would kind of be like me a little bit still, because
half
we kind
of
share the same genes, you know?
Yeah, and I understand, like, why they can get together, because think about it, they're both grieving over the same loss.
He's upset about his brother, and she's upset about her husband.
Right, so they can grieve together. They're probably feeling very vulnerable. They can rely on each other. You know, I feel like situations like hard times, adversity, grieving, people band and bond together during those times. So I'm sure I can almost, like, in my, like, sick head, I see her, like, crying on his shoulder, and then they just start, like, making out, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, those hard times, they kind of make you more vulnerable, and you present you're more liable to present who you really are in those times of vulnerability, because you don't have your guard up as much, because you just don't have the energy and the willingness to even try to mask who you are. Everybody wears a mask, you know, mm-hmm. on your day to day. So when you're with two people that are just who they are, you could just really, you get that raw
connection
there. And I think it'd be easy for that to slip into something romantic.
Yeah, absolutely. 727-579-1025. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Randy.
What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
What'd it do?
Good. On my way home again, listening to you guys.
Cool.
You guys cheer me up all the time.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Talking about dying
death
and marrying your dead brother's wife. And so what do you think about the matter, Randy?
Well, it depends. If you're older like I am, and, you know, you've been married for a while, you end up, you have relationships also with other people. But, you know, I mean, nothing goes anywhere because you're married to someone.
Well,
and then,
hope so.
You know, something happens, wife dies, or, you know, I've had a wife that's died also.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I didn't pick up a relationship right away. It was like 4 years before I met somebody again. But I could see someone that had a relationship with somebody, you know, seeing where it went.
Yeah, absolutely. But the fact is also, I mean, why it's all noteworthy is that it was his brother. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's going outside of the family. She's sticking around. She didn't even, if they got married, she wouldn't even have to change her last name.
Yeah, that point is a little sticky, but then again, you know, if it was cancer, then, you know, he was probably consulting, you know, through the whole time.
We can totally understand, but do you think that it would be okay? Like, say, for example, if, like Will was talking about, if he died and he had a spouse and a sibling, which he has neither, but he would rather it stay in the family than she go off with a stranger. Do you feel the same way?
No.
Okay. You want it as far away from you as possible.
Well, no. You know, I see what Will's saying because, you know, the way I feel about my brothers, you know, I mean, I'm real close to my brothers. I know they'd be good for her.
Right.
You know,
that was my logic.
Especially
my
wife now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they'd be great for her, but the age difference probably, you know, wouldn't match up because, you know, you have to have something in common. That's why you don't want to.
Yeah, say that wasn't an issue, though. Say if you were around the same age, would you prefer that maybe your brother, if something happened to you, God forbid, maybe they got together as opposed to just some random, you know, beef stroganoff off the street?
Right, and not for biblical reasons, even though that is, you know, something that they used to do back then, but, you know, it's just something to where, you know, you know this person's going to be okay with your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just know.
But
you
also,
know,
but also not, this. Sorry, let me just interrupt really quickly. What about the thought, like, you know, when you're in a relationship, I'm sure you say to one another at some point, like, I'm so happy to be with you. Like, I'm so glad that the stars aligned and we are together. How do you kind of finagle that with this sort of situation? You know, be like, I'm so glad we're together and, you know, Bo had to die of brain cancer. But anyways, we just love each other and we're so happy together. I'm so glad that we found each other and we didn't have Bo in our way anymore. I don't know. To me, I would just feel guilty about the origin story about like, oh, how'd y'all meet? Oh, well, you know, no.
My brother died.
Yeah, that would, you know, pose a problem there because it's like you're just waiting for something. That, you know, I mean, it all depends, though. You know, I mean, if it's innocent like that, though, and you've always liked the person, they've always liked you, you know, and you guys got things in common because your brothers, you know, did the same things you did or something. And, you know, having things in common is extremely important in a relationship. And that's what, you know, like when you're older, you end up falling for.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Randy. We appreciate you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, you just buzzed in and it clicked right away.
Yeah, sorry. You were just calling in.
I had a neighbor across the street and she had children with... This is Daryl.
Oh,
hello.
Nice.
Yeah, she had children with brothers.
Okay.
So they're half brother and half sister and both first cousins. Mm-hmm. That sounds like just a normal thing in Florida. And me personally, I died and, you know, my brother got with my, you know, wife. I'm dead. What the hell do I care?
No, yeah. I know. I understand. But in terms of like how everybody else feels about it, right? People feel like you need to respect the person that died in whatever sort of way, whether it's, you know, you need to wait a certain amount of time before you even get with anybody else. But do you think that this widow getting with her late husband's brother, do you think that is disrespectful to Bo?
In today's times, absolutely not.
Okay.
In today's times, in morality, in society, no. But back in the day, if someone killed a man in battle, a lot of times he would take his wife and raise his children like his own because he took away that source of, you know, shelter or whatever you want to call it.
Protection, you know, and resources and all that.
Protection, right, yeah. But in today's society, no, I don't think that's right at all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Daryl.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye. 727-579-1025. So let's take this situation and kind of dial it down a little bit. Have you ever dated, like, your friend's ex, right? So say you had a buddy who had a girlfriend. They break up, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's moved on. Maybe he's with a new girl. But then you stay in contact with your buddy's ex. And is it okay to get with that girl and vice versa with the ladies as well? Or is there an unwritten tacit sort of contract that you don't ever touch any of your bros' exes? Mm. Said that
yeah.
word.
You know, I thought about this not too long ago. I had a buddy of mine who got married, and his ex-girlfriend before his wife,
yeah.
We were kind of all friends with, you know? So we were kind of kicking this around, like, what if, you know, she's available now, and she's a nice girl.
And your buddy's
like,
married.
And my buddy, he's married now. So I came to the conclusion that it would be okay, but he's married to another woman. If he was even dating another lady, I would say not kosher. Can't
okay.
do that.
Not
but since he's committed
for like, life
by law mm-hmm. to this other lady, I think it's kosher now.
That's an interesting approach. Wonder what this guy or gal thinks. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, wanted to comment on the current topic about dating a buddy's ex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
So I've been there before. I've dated a buddy's ex, but it was one of my good friends I grew up with. They just had their falling out. And her and I always got along great, but I had enough respect for him to be like, hey, this is what's going on. He was okay with it. He's
did
like,
you ask him before it went down? Or did you say, hey, yeah. I already did this. Sorry. And is it okay?
No, I asked before it went down. Like I said, I'm not. He's like a brother to me.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're not together anymore. But I did. I mean, it was before anything went down. Just said, hey, her and I've just been chatting a little bit. Nothing's happened, but I don't want
to
stab you in the back. And
nice
he
you.
Was like, no. He's like, you're a good guy, and I want her to be happy. And I mean, even my mom for years. I mean, she was with a guy for 12 years that used to be one of my dad's good friends, and she's actually still in contact with his ex-wife, and they're like, hey, you guys are good people. I know everybody's going to treat each other right. Why not?
What a beautiful world of rainbows that you live in. I feel like you are the anomaly, sir, but that's fantastic that worked out for you. Now, were you all able to hang out together? Like, could you bring her around her ex and your buddy?
Yeah, for the first little bit, I mean, we kept it a little away from him.
Okay.
Just so we weren't, like, rubbing in his face or anything like
that.
How
long were they together for?
They were together for, it wasn't, I mean, about 6 months or so.
Okay.
But after a little while, he had actually invited us over one day. He's like, hey, I'm having a barbecue. Come over, bring her with everything. Everybody hung out and everybody was perfectly fine.
Very cool.
Everybody had a great time together. And I mean, and then on your last topic about dating brothers, ex and whatnot, I mean, I've been there before. I had an ex that hooked up with my brother and was like, oh, I just felt like he was part of you, like you were part
Ew.
Of him or something, made me feel like, yeah, it was weird. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm gone.
Did you bang her?
What's that?
Did you bang her?
Yeah, I banged her.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
So you really are brothers and also Eskimo brothers. That's disgusting. But
yeah,
kind of,
exactly.
Kind of neato. All right, well, enjoy. Keep it in the family.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Bye-bye. Dude, great. He's like taking everybody's leftovers. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, just an unwritten rule for, I don't know what it's like for gals, but you just kind of like.
Stay away.
No, you don't have to stay away necessarily, but just be like, hey, you know, I'm talking to this person. What's going on? Like, you know, you to feel it out. You don't have to ask permission, but you should at least bring it up.
I feel like you asking permission. Well, here's the thing. Like, you have to ask yourself, what is this person, whether it be a friend or your buddy or my girlfriend, you got to ask yourself, what does this person mean to me, right? How important is this person to me? Are they pretty disposable and it's just kind of like a good acquaintance? And if I lose them, who cares? Or is this like a best friend?
Yeah.
You know, because oftentimes you and your best friend have a lot of similarities, I imagine. You hang out with the same people. You probably have the same interests. So you might be attracted to the same people. And once one lets go of a fish that you think you could still salvage, you know, you might want to catch that fish back for yourself.
I would think, too, like, wouldn't you want to get some information about why it didn't work out between you two?
You
like,
probably already know.
Is she crazy? Or, you know, like, does she have some weird, you know, thing between her legs that you didn't know about? I mean, what was it?
Yeah,
you know?
And then there's that. I didn't even think about that element where it's like you're going to know intimate details about either partner, like either your friend or your new boyfriend that you probably maybe didn't want to know secondhand. I don't know. I don't know. It gets very, very sticky, very, very messy. Oftentimes, I just try to stay away for as long as possible.
That's probably the way to do it.
Yeah.
But at least have the, you have to at least approach the person about it. Just be like, hey, what's, you know, what happened here? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's just to be upfront about it and not act like you're trying to be deceptive with
right.
it. That's the big thing.
That's the problem.
All right, there we go. 813-693-2124 is a voice or text line. I'd like to hear from you. Is that okay to date your siblings? I don't know, like if they died, wouldn't that be weird? I don't know. I think it's better. But then again, I don't have any brothers or sisters, and I don't have a wife. So I don't know. Maybe it is too weird. I don't know. Let me know. 813-693-2124 or whatever else you want to talk about. Weird Viagra tips, I'm in. I'd like to hear about them. Anything. Funniest things that have ever happened to you, still collecting those. I love those stories. So, yeah, let's join the program. Join me. Come in. You'll never be able to leave. HMBradio.com is the website. Check that out. Download the podcast. Subscribe to it. Give it a 5-star rating. Only takes a second. Really, really, really helps me out, and I appreciate you doing that. Get yourself some stickers. Email me. The Homemade Broadcast at radiostpete.com or just DM me. That's probably even easier on social media, Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. And with that, I will bid you adieu. I hope you have a great, great week. I hope you find joy and happiness. I'm trying to pull up this song here. I don't want it to play too loud when it starts. A little inside beat. Oh, look at that. That worked. I hope you have a great week. Hug your family. Give them kisses. Bang your brother's wife. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.